So now we're going to talk about an actual plan of meeting. Now, one plan is could just be more, you're on so-called a ministry relationship type of situation where you just meet and then you're giving advice, and maybe it's advice on online tools and all of that. That's one. But another way to go is to have a series of meetings, maybe over a 10-week period or 10 sessions over a 20-week period, where you say, hey, let's dive deep into the journey. The journey of preparation. The journey of acquiring knowledge. I go back to this concept we were talking about in the first session about golf. You know, golf is a hard game. And it truly has taken more than 10 sessions for me to play it as well as I do. And I'm still not the greatest at that, but I actually understand it now. When it would have been really nice when I was like 12, if somebody would have sat me down and really talked about the theory, about how a swing is a circular motion, how what a hinge is, and how that helps club speed, and how that actually works. What I would encourage you as a matchmaker minister, when you talk to someone who might be interested, is that, you know, you may spend thousands and thousands of dollars on a college degree, but to live with someone until death do you part, we hardly make zero investment in that. So in this ministry, this could be an opportunity for you to support a matchmaking ministry through your gifts and supporting the fees of this ministry. But more, you will also create an opportunity for something special. So what we're suggesting that you do is say, look, here's X amount of sessions, and you can look at your own matchmaking ministry and define that on your own. But we're going to give, I'm going to give you some modules that you can share and reproduce as is, and they're for you, and you can print them out, put them on pieces of paper to follow, that you can create a series, or maybe 10 weeks or whatever, 8 weeks, 7 weeks, where there's teaching, there's discussion, there is a ministry conversation about matching, about finding your life partner. So I would suggest that your first meeting would be about dating itself. Call it the introduction to dating. And what this would be, maybe it would be trying to figure out with your client what dating actually is. It's a process of getting to know someone, Christian dating, with the intention that there might be a possibility that God is going to bring you together to be a kingdom partnership, married. Now, in our world, there's different definitions. There's dating, and many people just think about dating as going out on a date. And there are different types of dating that are in our culture. There's casual dating. It's very less serious and just focused on having fun. I notice that a lot of younger people who are not really even ready to be married will develop skills with the opposite sex as they are casually dating. Now, this is unfortunately also connected so much today with sexual expression. If you go to a college, there will be casual dating, and there's many times an expectation of sexual activity that goes along with it. Now, a Christian could enjoy the casual fun of meeting people without going into that sexual encounter. But again, that is going to be why a matchmaking ministry is so important, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to help have like there is some value in casual dating, yet still maintaining that sex is for monogamy. Then there's exclusive dating, and this is when dating gets more serious, more long-term. And a lot of times, again, this is where temptation can often go deeper. And there's an expectation in many circles, in the Western world at least, where there's long periods of time for the dating process. And we as a matchmaker ministers, you know, want to probably encourage, like, hey, identify who you are. Let's help you go forward on that. But often we don't meet those kind of people because they're already in a relationship. We're just talking about definitions now. And then there's also the courtship dating, where it's clear someone is called by God to meet someone and get married. So these are some of the definitions, and it would probably be a good thing to sit down and talk about dating and talk about the different places and that dating is. And I would suggest there's reading here, where are all the places you can find Christian spouses. I think that is something very important to do, to where can you find Christian spouses? And, you know, some of those places, of course, are church, small groups. There could be volunteer work, certain hobbies that Christians like to do. You know, websites, of course, we know online tools. And these are some of the things that we are talking about in this class to get really good at. I think dating from a matchmaker minister perspective, we want to prepare them for the facing failure and rejection, and talk about dating in light of that, and help your clients address some of their feelings, figure out how they can get the backbone, so to speak, to get into the dating situation, the courtship situation, knowing that there may be several failures along the way, and they are not failing. Maybe there's an event of a failure, or there is a rejection, but they are not rejection. They are not failure. And here's where a matchmaker minister can bring hope and offer support. One more thing on that that I would suggest is to look through the agenda for the first meeting. And in the agenda, what I would suggest, what I'd recommend, is that you have a meeting, and maybe it's going to be an hour and a half, and you set that aside. You have your suggested donation, or you have an arrangement with your church on how you can support your family. All of that is clear, and you're going to meet for an hour or an hour and a half, whatever you want to do. It could be in person, or it could be online. If it's in person, be very sensitive to the male and female dynamic, because you want to, if you're, let's say, a matchmaker minister male, and you are meeting with female clients one-on-one, that would be something to be very careful about, because I know that spiritual warfare can occur. Someone who's hungry for intimacy, meeting with a put-together minister, could create temptations from Satan. What I have done throughout most of my ministry, and I say most because when I first got out of seminary, I did not practice this. By the grace of God, I did not fall, or I did not cause someone to stumble. But I will say that very early in my ministry, if I met with someone, especially my age, I would make it very careful to have my wife there, or I would meet in such a place where there was a window and everything was wide open, or at a restaurant, or Today we have Zoom. So again, I bring all of those cautions in there because you are called to be a minister who professionally sets boundaries. So having done all that, and we've talked about some of these things in this class, so I don't want to talk about them again. What I'd suggest to do is have that first meeting. In the first meeting, go through the agenda pretty close to what we've suggested here, what I've suggested for you to look at, so that you know you have something to say, and there is an agenda. You could even print the agenda out, share it. You could read. Believe it or not, what I really like is I like just read it as it is, and then get right into the discussion. Don't feel you have to elaborate all the time. You know, I have made that mistake so many times where I just elaborate when I just stay to your script. One of the things I love about the Anglican Church, Episcopal Church, and other churches that have, the Catholic Church that have liturgies, they just stay to their script. And I can imagine in the early church, there was that balance between being saying whatever you want and staying to the script. And the Catholic Church and the ancient churches eventually got a script. Now, they call that a liturgy. I like that, but I also like the freestyle. But I like the freestyle in the discussion aspects in the time that you have. So here is a script. Evaluate it. You maybe want to make some changes. But for the sake of time, just go through the script. There's a little devotion, Bible study devotion. Then topics that are covered, and many of them are talking about what we've even said in this little presentation here. But what's great about this is you follow it, and it actually gets action going. And the first topic is dating. So go through this, and then there's some homework that your client can do when they leave, just to think about. But what you're really doing here, the homework and all that, what's happening is you're creating a teachable spirit in this area. And really, so much dating failure has to do with people who are stuck. They themselves are stuck. But if they're meeting with a matchmaker minister, now all of a sudden things are happening, and the Holy Spirit is using you to sort of make things happen. So what I'd suggest to do, there's an agenda here, a suggested agenda. Look it over. I'm sure add a few things. Take something out if you want. But I would suggest to stay pretty close to that. And in the first half of the meeting, go through the agenda. So if the meeting's an hour, the first half hour, go through the agenda as is. Or if it's an hour and a half, the first half hour, go through the agenda and then just have a conversation about items in the agenda. And as you go through these modules, each module will have an agenda. It will have stuff that you can go together with your client. And you know what's so great about this? It's like it's right there. So you can have your meeting. Your life is busy. You're not making unique agendas for everybody. These are the agendas that are out there that people who are looking for a spouse in the Lord are needing to understand as they take their next step in finding their life partner. What we want to do for you as a matchmaker minister is have something reproducible, something that you can just have meetings. Here it is. This is what we do. The first module is this. And then we just talk about these things. We share it. There's prayer in there. There's a little Bible study in there. Now, here's one of the temptations that you may have, and I totally understand it, is that as a minister, you may look at, wow, I'm into the subject. Oh, I have better Bible passages than what I saw on the agenda. And you know something? That's fine. If you do, put them in there. But keep it to the same time. Be clear. Be concise. Because the longer you go into a lot of these things that really are about teaching, the less you're doing with application and processing. So what you want to do, in my opinion, and again, I'm sounding like I'm just so directive here, but I understand this. So humbly, even though I'm really very directive here, but humbly, I just know that. Stay to a half hour of teaching or teachy kind of discussion. Get the prayers, very important. You're a minister, God does hear those prayers. But then get the discussion based upon that first part of the module discussion. And then as you go through each of these modules, stick to that pattern and see how the Holy Spirit brings transformation.